So let's review. The Gemara earlier brought a machlekes where the matbeya nasa chalipin. Currency can be used as chalipin, as a symbolic exchange for an item. While the other opinion maintains, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Currency cannot be used as chalipin. And the Gemara earlier concluded, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. The Gemara now challenges this from several brises. Harei shahoyu chamarav upayil of tevin eis bishok. If one's workers were demanding payment, v'amal l'shulchani, tenli bediner mois, v'afar nesem. And they asked the money changer to give them a dinner's worth of coins as their wages. Promising to reimburse him with a good dinner and an additional Teresa's coin, which he has at home. The Brisa rules that it depends. If he has the money in his possession at the time, but it's not available here, the transaction is permitted. And the Gemara assumes this is because he exchanged the coins in his home for the money changer's coins, and paid him a higher price due to the extenuating circumstances. Vimlav aser. If he does not have the money in his possession at the time, it is forbidden because, as Rashi explains, agar natulei aser. It's forbidden to pay extra for the right to delay payment, even in the context of a business transaction, because it resembles interest on a loan. This price clearly indicates matbea nikne bechalipin. The Gemara, however, refutes this challenge because the Braisa did not say dinner yafa vitrisis, that he agreed to pay a good dinner plus an additional coin. Rather, it said yafei dinner vitrisis. He agreed to pay the value of a dinner, referring to idvi idi bepreite teishanu, deleka alayhu tiva, vi idvi idi perhava. An exchange of unminted coins, which are considered merchandise, not currency, and mishum hachu niknu bechalipin. Therefore, they are acquired through chalipin. The Gemara challenges from another brisa. Kalanasa damen ba'achar, kibin shezacha zeh, neschayiv zeh b'chalipin. Anything used as currency, namely coins, as soon as one party acquires them, the other party has also effectively acquired the merchandise, clearly indicating matbeya nasa chalipin. The Gemara refutes this challenge by offering an alternate interpretation of the brisa. Kalanishim damen ba'achar. The Braisa is not discussing coins, but refers to merchandise whose value was assessed and then used as currency to purchase other items. The Braisa thus reflects the view of Rav Sheshes that pre-Nasa chalipin, all items can be used for chalipin. However, Rav Nachman disagrees and maintains kli'in, al-peiri lo'yav de'chalipin. Only utensils can be used for chalipin and no other items. Therefore, he has a third interpretation of the Braisa. Yesh damim shehen ke'chalipin. Under certain circumstances, one can use an item as kinyan kesef, as payment for a prior purchase, and this finalizes the transaction as if he performed chalipin. This is because Rav Nachman agrees with Rabbi Yechonon that dvad taira mo'iz kainis. One acquires metatlin, movable objects, through kinyan kesef with payment minat taira. Umemneima omr meshicha kaina gezeira shemeyemolo nisrit v'chitecha ba'aliya. However, the Rabbanan instituted that one must perform a kinyan meshicha to take it in order to acquire it, to avoid a situation where the seller will not exert himself to protect the merchandise still in his possession from a fire or other loss, because they are no longer his. Therefore, milsa de shchicha gazer b'Rabbanan, milsa de lo yishchicha le gazer b'Rabbanan. This decree was enacted only regarding usual circumstances, but not in unusual circumstances. And using merchandise for their monetary value to pay for a purchase is unusual, and so the kinyan kesef is effective. The Gemara points out that Rish Lakish holds meshicha mufereshes min ha-Torah. One acquires movable objects through meshicha by taking it min ha-Torah, and so kinyan kesef is never effective. Therefore, k'Rav Sheshes mitaritzla, he must agree with Rav Sheshes and interpret the Braisa to be referring to chalipin with peiri, items other than utensils. The Gemara now challenges Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin from the continuation of the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet. Kala Metaltlin, Kaina Zeazeh. If two people exchange objects, both items are acquired when either one of them performs Meshicha. And the Gemara explains, Afila Kis Moli Mois Bekis Moli Mois. One can even exchange purses of money in this way, indicating Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. The Gemara answers, Bediner Anka Vanigra. The Mishnah refers to two purses of disqualified currency. Echad shepaslos im malchus, one currency was disqualified by the government, and is therefore considered merchandise even though sagid la bitzina, it is still used secretly by individuals. Ve'echad shepaslos im medina, the other currency was no longer in common use, and is therefore considered merchandise even though sagid la bimdina chriti, it is still used in other regions.